Have you ever set your heart on winning a prize, be it in sport or in your career or perhaps just in how other people see you? And then when you don't quite get there, there's this sense of failure and disappointment in yourself. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Right from when we're little, we're taught that the aim of the game is to succeed. Doesn't matter what game you're playing, the aim, the only acceptable outcome is to win. Well, look, winning is all well and good. It's great to be successful. And yet so many Christians think that success is the name of the game that they've lost sight of Jesus. I had one Christian tell me once that his aim was to have the latest BMW SUV sitting in his driveway. Really? Is that really what's going to make you happy? Is that really what God wants for your life? John chapter 19, verses 28 to 30. Later, Jesus knew that everything had been done. To make the scriptures come true, he said, "I'm thirsty." There was a jar full of sour wine there, so the soldiers soaked a sponge in it. They put the sponge on a branch of a hyssop plant and lifted it to Jesus' mouth. When he had tasted the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and died. When Jesus died on that cross, he didn't even have the clothes on his back. He was beaten, crucified. This miracle-working Jesus who'd promised so much looked like the biggest loser of all time. They scoffed at him, they spat on him, they mocked him. "Save yourself," they shouted. And yet through his suffering, he purchased eternal life for you and me. Through his loss, he won the greatest victory of all time. It's fine to succeed, but that's not the aim of the game. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Funny how God's wisdom is so often counterintuitive, and yet his wisdom, his word, is the power to set us free to live our lives for him, to be all that he made us to be. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day. A powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. Again, it's completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.